Greetings, Rajans. Two parts to the question. The first is a really quick one. From the sutta about the leper, what is the reason that facing one's left side of the body to a Buddha is considered disrespectful? And then the other question is, with regard to overcoming resentment, one of the five ways that Ajahn Yamiko read to overcome resentment is to disregard a person that one resents. I was surprised to hear that. So I'm curious, how does one disregard another person in a skillful way?
Yeah, go ahead. Okay. Maybe I'll answer the second part of that question first. And what the Buddha is referring to is a person who can't be helped in any way. So like overcoming resentment toward a person by disregarding them is that if they're, it's like kind of like Ajahn Chah was talking about in the reading, where like the Buddha wasn't just the groups of people he helped wasn't just gathered together in a confused, disorganized mess, but it was, he saw who could be open to the teaching, who would be positively affected by it and who wouldn't. And so I believe that's what the Buddha is talking about in terms of disregarding a person. It's someone who wouldn't be able to be helped. There wouldn't be any chance of them, say listening or benefiting in any way from the teaching. But the Buddha also taught that you should still have goodwill toward them. So disregarding someone doesn't negate having goodwill for somebody or wishing them well. But it means, I believe what the Buddha's pointing to there is non-relationship with that individual, seeing that it wouldn't bring benefit. The first part of the question, remind me, what was that exactly again?
Left hand side.
Oh, the left side, yeah.
Why is it disrespectful?
Yeah, that's it's a tradition. So it's like, for example, we bare our right shoulders. That's a tradition, an ancient tradition, as that's respectful. I do know a little bit about this, but I don't know if I want to get into the nitty-gritty of it. But we can say that just in ancient cultures, that the right side of the body considered more pure than the left side of the body. And so, like, you would bare your right shoulder, keep the Buddha on your right. We circumambulate clockwise around a chetty or around a monument, keeping our right side to that monument, or like sitting in seniority, we would try to make it so that we're keeping like the senior person on our right side. And also, so circumambulating clockwise with your right side to something is seen as auspicious. And when, say, there's like a funeral in Thailand, someone would who's going to light the funeral pyre would circumambulate it to the counterclockwise with their left to the funeral pyre, circumambulate it three times with the flame, the candle flame, and then light the funeral pyre. And so it's like the right side being seen as life, the left being seen as death, the right being seen as light, the left being seen as darkness. But this is all very ancient cultural stuff. So we follow this more out of, because the Theravada is everything that was just done before. We're a follower of traditions, keepers of traditions, and so we keep that tradition. It was more just, it was considered disrespectful in the culture. A lot of different things build up over the centuries, over the millennia, in ancient cultures and different religions as well.